5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 4th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Hey, an executive decision on our Rumble channel, rumble.com/Skywatch TV. I was telling you last week that you could look for the new programs from Skywatch TV on their own Rumble channels. We decided that was just making you work too hard. Everything that we do, Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation, all at rumble.com/Skywatch TV. But it's even easier to find the individual programs you're interested in if you download our free mobile app. I'll tell you about that before the end of this program. Topic number five today, following the science, or is it following the scientists? Case in point, last week, Governor Kathy Hochul of New York told Christian parishioners a week ago Sunday that God wants them to be vaccinated. Hochul took over the governorship of New York last month when Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned in shame amid controversy, allegations of sexual harassment. She made those remarks while speaking with worshipers at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. She said, and I quote, "Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know, there are people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are," end quote. Then she continued on. I mean, she should have stopped there, but she continued on. "I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live," end quote. Governor's comments were just a day before she had threatened to fire any healthcare workers in New York who refused to take the vaccine. Again, this really is not about following science. It's about following the scientists. It is, or the science in air quotes, as it is proclaimed in the gospel according to the scientists. Now, look, COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, it is a real disease. Good friends of ours have taken very ill. Some have died over the last 18 months because of this disease. But the science is clear. These vaccines do not convey immunity. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control, as we told you, have changed the official definition of what a vaccine is on their website. September 1st, a vaccine went from being a substance that conveys immunity to a substance that encourages an immune response. That's a huge difference. That is never the way you and I were raised to understand the term vaccine. It is a bait and switch. In fact, we know from a study that involved 2.5 million people in Israel, 2.5 million, that's what you call a statistically significant sample size, found that natural immunity is far superior to the immunity conveyed by these vaccines. And yet Governor Hochul, the United States government, many other government agencies are ignoring the science and the nearly 34 million Americans who have recovered from COVID-19 and have superior immunity than what they would get from taking the vaccine, and insisting that all of us prove that we've taken vaccine. And this, of course, ignores the growing body of evidence that, let's just put it this way. We don't really know yet what the long-term effects of these vaccines are because they've only been around for a year. We don't know because they just haven't been tested the way previous vaccines have been tested. Usually 10 years of testing, minimum five. These were rolled out in less than a year. And this also ignores the recent videos put out on the internet by Project Veritas, where they caught on camera healthcare professionals discussing deliberate underreporting and non-reporting of side effects that are likely connected to these experimental vaccines. But YouTube now proclaiming the gospel of the science, banning all negative comments about vaccines. Ironically, under their new free speech rules, YouTubers can be banned for quoting the director of the Centers for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky, for admitting last month on live TV that COVID shots do not prevent transmission of the virus. You try to say that on YouTube now, and that will get you banned. The good news, of course, is that the number of daily new cases has rolled over. The seven-day average here in the United States appears to have peaked about a month ago. The number of daily new deaths also seems to have rolled over and is trending down. The R-naught value, as we've been telling you, below one in most of the states here in the United States and trending down in all but a couple. And one other thing that is just, this slipped past us last week, but we need to show this to you. Joe Biden, as we told you last week, getting his booster shot, did so with the media present and all of the shots showing a very nice, clean, official-looking office. It turns out that that was just a set. That was a set prepared specifically for the optics, for the television cameras. More evidence that This is similar to a cult. We're not going to do it in an office, the Oval Office. We're going to do this on a set. It's staged for public consumption. This is a very apt symbol of the Biden presidency, frankly. One more bit of evidence. A reporter for the Stanford Review, an independent newspaper at Stanford University, which, of course, is a very elite school. You have to do really well in your high school years to get into Stanford. They found that in an informal survey, just observing bicyclists on campus rolling by, it appears that Stanford students are about twice as likely to wear a mask while they're cycling as a helmet. A helmet, which might actually save their lives if they should happen to hit an unexpected obstacle and fall off the bike. Whereas, as we've been showing you over the past few weeks, in side-by-side comparisons, comparing states and nations with very strict mask requirements versus those with no mask requirements, there is virtually no difference whatsoever in the curve of the transmission, the number of daily new cases, and so on. Non-pharmaceutical interventions have been shown in peer-reviewed studies to have really no effect. And yet at Stanford, where you got a lot of smart students, a lot of smart professors, more than twice as likely to mask up than helmet up. Anyway, moving on, topic number four, $3.5 trillion or $0. There's a big difference there, but the Biden administration is claiming that the $3.5 trillion package that they're trying to push through Congress isn't going to cost us anything. That's according to the president. He made headlines last week for claiming it will cost nothing. He's taking a lot of flack and criticism for that. Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, both of whom have said explicitly they will not vote for the measure because of the $3.5 trillion cost, could scuttle the plan before it gets through Congress. Senate Democrats now reportedly considering a renewed push to institute a carbon tax to pay for the bill. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden last week confirmed that the Senate Majority Leader, that would be Chuck Schumer, asked him to put together legislation that would put a price on carbon emissions. Great. Like all taxes, consumers, you and me, ultimately pay the price of the tax, not those emitting the carbon. Energy, anything that's produced that emits any kind of a carbon footprint, automobiles, refrigerators, what have you, they will build the cost of the carbon tax into the cost of those goods and services, which means ultimately that is passed on to you and me. Don't be fooled. Anytime there's a tax, it ultimately filters down to us. And because it's an energy tax, the effects would flow through the entire economy. Topic number three, training up your children. Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe, former Virginia governor, wants his old job back, said the quiet part out loud in a debate last week with his Republican opponent, quote, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach," end quote. Stunning. Again, I think he probably wanted to say that a different way, so it didn't quite come out that way. But the fact is, this is what progressives actually believe. Parents have no business telling professional educators how their children should be taught. With all due respect, Mr. McAuliffe, you've got it exactly upside down, 180 degrees wrong. It appears that the former governor is really depending on the support of teachers' unions to win re-election on November 2nd. Topic number two, InstaKids. Facebook has withdrawn a plan to put forward an Instagram for children under the age of 13, Instagram Kids. As it stands now, many children, poorly supervised in many cases, are already using the adult versions of services like Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Facebook, etc., and exposed to all kinds of inappropriate content. I mean, Twitter just has straight-up porn on its website. Well, because of this, Instagram, or Facebook rather, had launched a plan to put out an Instagram Kids version, but 40 state attorneys general asked Facebook to abandon the project on the grounds that it would be bad for children's psychological development and also create a paradise for predators. Well, Facebook said, well, no, this will be fine. But a massive leak of internal documents from Facebook showed that Facebook is well aware of the negative psychological impact that its products, especially Instagram, have on the psychological well-being of children. If they don't get enough likes in any given week, they get stressed. Their life becomes twisted around the need for positive reinforcement from people they don't even know. And also exposing them to child sex traffickers, which just serves as another reminder, even though Facebook has canceled the idea for Instagram Kids, parents, you have to know what is on your kids' phones. even if it means making them very unhappy by taking the phones away and going through and looking at every single app that they've got loaded on that phone. You need to do it. Coming up, we're turning into aliens and paying lots of money to do it. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The Anasazi, very mysterious culture. Why would they need to build things, you know, 40, 50 feet up in the air? Why did they suddenly vanish and no one really knows what happens to them?
They were very mysterious because they appeared to have had some advanced knowledge regarding astronomical phenomena. And also, they disappeared. They suddenly disappeared from the Earth.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. Save $10 when you sign up by October 10th at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, becoming ET. A professional plastic surgeon is sounding the alarm that he is seeing a growing number of cases of people paying really good money and wanting to look like an alien. This is, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to cast aspersions on the doctor or his profession, but kudos to him for sounding the alarm that a lot of otherwise healthy, attractive, normal-looking men and women, especially women, it seems, are paying good money to transform their looks into something that is really not right. He shared this digitally modified photo showing the normal version on the left and the alienized version that's spelled with an S because this is a UK doctor, but he's used by many of the up-and-comers in Hollywood and aging stars who want to lengthen their career by just a few more years with plastic surgery that looks normal, but he says he's seeing a growing number of cases of people who want to look abnormal. I mean, it's one thing to want to transform yourself into some idealized version of the human form, but here's an extreme example. A young man in the UK who paid £40,000, that's upwards of $60,000 US, to look like this, including, you know, the injections into his eyes to turn the whites of his eyes black, going for this alienized look. Again, it's one thing, psychologically speaking, to want to look better, but it's something more when you're wanting to transform yourself into something that looks inhuman. What causes that? Secularists would say it's psychological, of course, but as Christians, we've got to consider the spiritual impact as well. I mean, why in the ancient world do we find these little figurines of what look like lizard people but doing mammalian things, like suckling a young? What look were they trying to emulate? When you go back far enough in the ancient Near East, prior to about 4,000 years ago, you find that all of the sets of human remains discovered in ancient Iraq, dating to 4,000, 5,000 BC, they have modified their heads to emulate that shape, the cone head shape. Why? What were they trying to emulate? It's more than psychological, it's spiritual. And this idea that our aliens are coming back to help us evolve to the next level of human development, well, or to bring us enlightenment. That is a lie of the modern UFO contactee abductee phenomena. And that is one of the reasons that Skywatch TV is launching the Countdown Virtual Conference in less than 2 weeks. October 15th is the date when all of the videos collected, video presentations, plus the world premiere of the documentary film The Great Delusion, going basically released onto the internet for you to watch at your convenience for 3 months. 90 days. You can binge watch in any order you like, as often as you like. Basically, it's like when Netflix launches a new series and releases all the episodes at once. You get to binge on your own schedule at midnight Central Time, October 15th. That is UTC minus 5 if you're elsewhere on Earth. Midnight Central Time, October 15th. All the videos go live, and you'll have the opportunity to watch them again for 90 days as often as you like and as on whatever schedule you like. Find out more and take advantage of the early bird discount by signing up by next week, Monday, October 10th. The discount, $10 off by 1010. That's the early bird discount. DefenderConference.com for registration and information. DefenderConference.com. The Skywatch TV tour of Israel. Looking forward to getting back to the Holy Land, and we pray that travel opens up so that we can do it. March 20th through April 4th, the new dates of the tour. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, taking you on a unique tour of the Holy Land. Many of the sites we'll be talking about in the weeks ahead on the brand new program, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, with special guest Aaron Lipkin, who's coming up in just a few weeks. Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, Bethel, the Footprints of God, and of course, mysterious sites like Gilgal, Rephaim, and the Serpent Mound of Bashan, three times longer, five times higher than the Great Serpent Mound in Ohio, and covered with megalithic tombs on top of that. Find out more and reserve your place at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. What did the Essenes know about our future? And why is 2025 so important to them? The calendar of God. This is the discussion with Josh Peck and Dr. Ken Johnson on this week's broadcast show from Skywatch TV. This is a fascinating four-week series based on Josh's new book, and you'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels, but throw out the schedule. Just have us broadcast on your schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. It is free. That gets you all of our programs. When you get the Skywatch TV app, you find all of the new programs there, including Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation is there. All there for you to watch on your own schedule whenever you like, or better yet, just add the Skywatch TV mobile app to your smartphone or tablet and then cast the videos to your smart TV, because the mobile app also gives you important news the mainstream media wants you to miss and excerpts from Defender publishing books, like excerpts from Zeitgeist 2025 and so on. I think 33 segments from The Messenger, 35 so far from Zeitgeist 2025. You get that on the mobile app. Not the Roku app, but on the mobile app. And the mobile app works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And again, absolutely free. We got links to the app stores for you to download the app at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.